We're in it, gang. A historic shift is unfolding all around us. The fall of globalism, the rise of a new conservative age, and I explain exactly what's happening and why in my most important book yet, America Awakened. This book gives you the full picture, how we got here, what it means, and what you need to know to be on the right side of history. So don't wait. Go to americaawakened.us and join the early access list today. The next chapter has already begun. In the geopolitics of oil and power, few places are more strategically vital than the Strait of Hormuz. Located between Iran and Oman, this narrow stretch of water is the single most important choke point for global oil trade. Roughly 20% of the world's oil passes through it, including the vast majority of oil exports from Gulf nations. While the world has long recognized the global stakes in the event of a blockade, few nations are as uniquely vulnerable to such a move as China. As war rages between Iran and Israel, and Iran grows more aggressive in its rhetoric about closing the strait after the U.S. bombing of its nuclear facilities, China finds itself in a precarious position. A potential blockade would not only imperil China's energy security and economic stability, it could also expose deep structural weaknesses within the Chinese Communist Party itself and raise questions about Xi Jinping's continued hold on power. China's energy dependence on the Middle East is staggering. Over 80% of its oil imports originate from the Persian Gulf, passing directly through the Strait of Hormuz. Despite efforts in recent years to diversify its energy sources and invest in renewable alternatives, China remains deeply reliant on foreign oil to sustain its industrial base and meet the needs of its massive population. Manufacturing, logistics, transportation, and even agriculture are all underpinned by the reliable, affordable flow of fossil fuels. A disruption in the supply line would result in cascading consequences across the entire Chinese economy. But the implications for these cascading consequences are not merely economic. Most of all, they are political. China's economic model is built on the promise of growth and stability. The CCP's legitimacy, especially under Xi Jinping's rule, is predicated on its ability to deliver just that, ongoing and continued prosperity. For decades, the social contract between the Chinese state and its people has been relatively simple. Economic opportunity in exchange for political obedience and uninterrupted social order. However, this delicate balance is heavily contingent on a comparable uninterrupted industrial output, stable energy prices, and steady exports. So, what would happen if Iran followed through with its threats and blocked the Strait of Hormuz? Well, for the world, it would, of course, send oil prices skyrocketing. But for China, it could upend this model, this economic political model, overnight. An energy shock of that magnitude would reverberate through every sector of Chinese life. Rising energy costs would translate into higher production costs, making Chinese exports less competitive. Inflation would spike, reducing purchasing power for ordinary citizens. Major cities might experience power shortages or rationing. Supply chains could be paralyzed. Millions of workers could find themselves unemployed or underpaid as factories scale back or shut down entirely. In such a scenario, there's no question that the social situation would be dire for the Chinese people. But what could be even more dire are the political consequences for none other than Xi Jinping.
We will stand bravely, dream boldly, and nothing will stand in our way because we are Americans. The future is ours, and our golden age has just begun.
While it is such an exciting time to be alive, as we speak, America is regaining its rightful place as the greatest, most powerful, and prosperous nation on earth. We have so much to celebrate already. I mean, safer borders, the dismantling of DEI, permission to drill, baby drill, and $1 trillion in new investments released into the economy. We stand on the precipice of what would be known as the most prosperous time in American history. The only question is, will you be an active participant in this golden age, or are you going to sit passively on the sidelines watching everyone else build wealth? Well, if you want to be part of the former, then I urge you to join me and my good friend Mark Wilburn at the Golden Age Summit on Thursday, June 26th at 4 p.m. Eastern. Mark is a stock market genius whose recent recommendations have led to returns of over 200%. He's an amazing teacher and has a knack for demystifying the market so everyday Americans can participate in this golden age we're now in. But don't wait. Seating registration is limited, so click on that link below right now and register today, and I'll see you for an event that promises to change your life. Though Xi projects strength through centralization and ideological control, his leadership has not gone unchallenged within China. Dissent within the CCP has simmered beneath the surface, especially since Xi broke precedent and secured an unprecedented third term in power. His aggressive foreign policy, his harsh domestic crackdowns, and his economic missteps, particularly his mismanagement of the COVID-19 pandemic, they've generated dissatisfaction among both elites and the general population. So, for example, the white paper protests of 2022, initially sparked by draconian COVID measures, evolved into rare displays of open defiance against the party and even Xi personally. Now, this episode showed that public anger in China can indeed boil over, especially when economic hardship fuels it. And so a number of analysts agree that with the growing weakness of China's economy under Xi, we could see Xi actually losing power. And more than that, he may already be losing power as we speak. Now, although Xi has purged many potential rivals during his time in office, what's very important for us to understand is that the CCP is not a monolith. It's massive. And there are all these power factions that still exist, particularly those aligned with technocrats or reformists, who may see an economic collapse as the opportunity to reclaim power and influence over the party. And ironically, this potential power grab seems to be largely the result of Xi's own making, because, you see, Xi removed the term limits of the traditional two terms and in the process surrounded himself with loyalists. Well, Xi eliminated institutional balance within the CCP. And so that means that he created a brittle political structure where any major policy failure, like prolonged zero COVID lockdowns or rising youth unemployment or worsening global isolation, was seen as Xi's own personal failure, right? That's the blowback that any authoritarian inevitably gets if he places himself as the power center of society. If society begins to fall apart, there's literally no one else to blame. And over the last several years, as the economy in China began to falter and international tensions rose, especially with the West, elite members of the party began to question the wisdom and effectiveness of Xi's leadership. Now, to be sure, Xi is not necessarily being ousted in a, you know, dramatic public purge, but there are signs that he is being at least somewhat marginalized from within. High-ranking party officials and rival factions, many of whom were sidelined in Xi's anti-corruption campaigns, have begun reasserting influence behind closed doors. And word on the street is that they are reportedly forming quiet coalitions to sideline Xi on key decisions, possibly by empowering Premier Li Qiang or other Politburo members like Zhang Yusha, who has assumed command of the Chinese military and has been a major critic of Xi Jinping's military reforms, meaning that if he plays his cards right, and that's a big F, but under that kind of aggressive military command, Xi Jinping could be subjected by the armed forces. Key organs of the CCP, such as the Central Committee and senior military leadership, may be shifting loyalties in subtle but coordinated ways. So, for example, rather than announcing Xi's removal outright, the party might choose rather to just reduce his visibility, slow walk major policy changes, and even eventually engineer a, quote, retirement or a health-related transition. We saw that a bit recently with Chinese social media buzzing over whether Xi Jinping recently suffered a heart attack. Not only this, but CCP analysts have noted that Xi's not been seen often in the Chinese Politburo meetings, nor the third plenum, one of the most important meetings held every 5 years in Chinese politics. In fact, again, on Chinese social media, there were rumors erupting that Xi Jinping had actually suffered a stroke. But this is all carefully choreographed. This approach allows the CCP to maintain an image of unity and control while steering the country away from what many see as Xi's costly missteps. Iran's threat to close the Strait of Hormuz may seem like a regional issue and a continuation of the raging war between Israel and Iran, but for China, it could be the match that ignites a far larger fire. It exposes structural weaknesses in China's economy, their energy security, and indeed in their intricate and highly complex political system. It could catalyze public unrest, elite infighting, and even lead to the end of Xi Jinping. President Xi has presented himself as the immovable center of Chinese politics. But with such alarming weaknesses in China's economy threatening to bring it to a standstill, that perception could evaporate. And with it, the rule of Xi Jinping itself.